And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball here as we've got baseball on Sunday, you know, my favorite day of the week, to talk a little ball with you as we move through this Major League season. It is May the 2nd, and the Giants lose last night to the Padres 6-2 in one game that was sort of a microcosm of what's going on with them lately. Some excellent starting pitching. They got into a hole early. DeSclafani gave up the three-run homer early. But as Bill Lasky told us on the postgame show last night, sometimes when a pitcher gets on the mound early in a game, that's when you have a chance to get him until he settles in. And he ended up giving up a hit to Gresham, who is a nice off-field hitter. Too careful to Tatis, and then laid a curveball to Machado, and he crushed it. And those were three runs. But the Giants had a chance last night. In both the fourth and fifth inning, they loaded the bases against Blake Snell. Flores topped a ground ball for the double play, and then Belt got a pitch up in the nitro zone for him, and that is up and in, and it's a tough zone for him, and he couldn't connect, and that was really it for the Giants. Padres scored a three-run shot late in the game off Duvall. And the Padres end up winning last night 6-2. But DeSclafani, another solid game for him, really, and the starting pitching, still the best in baseball. And we'll see more of it today with Kevin Gausman. Bill Lasky, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. Beautiful day here in the Bay Area. I'm sure it's beautiful in Arizona. A little warmer down there than it is here, I would suggest. I would probably believe.
96.
Yeah, you can have it, Marty.
96.
I'll take my high 60s and low 70s here. But yesterday, man, it was windy. It was blowing here in the Bay Area. But it didn't blow too hard in San Diego. They just couldn't get that key hit. As you said a couple times in that fourth and fifth inning, bases loaded, waiting for that knockout punch, and it just wasn't their way for the Giants.
Now, Blake Snell's got great stuff. You and I texted during the game. He's got great stuff, but he really doesn't command it very well. But he made the big pitch when he had to. But at some point, if the Padres are going to do anything, they need more out of Blake Snell. Great pitcher. But, Bill, I'll tell you something. This is not a guy who you say you're going to see him in the eighth inning. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about how deep he goes into the game. And, again, yesterday, five innings. And the most he's been so far in six starts is 5 1/3. Of course, in Tampa Bay, man, he was going 7-8, even completing games. But he just hasn't had that second time around. That's when we talked about that yesterday in the pregame show. He has over a 9-point earned run average second time around. Sure enough, the Giants could have really added on there the second time. But he came up with the right pitches at the right time. And I think that's what you have to look at.
Yeah, especially to Flores, because Flores is a swinger. And he threw that sinker to him, and he rolled over on it. And that was the pitch to get Flores out. And Belton, you've said it a million times. Up and in to the lefties, that is a tough zone for them to get the bat through, and he got Belt on that one. But they struck out 28 times in two games, and they're not getting many hits with runners in scoring position. So on a Sunday morning, that's kind of where we are. The Giants still in first place, half a game over the Dodgers, a crazy game for them last night. They lost to the Brewers in 11, and the Padres are half a game out, and the Diamondbacks looming there. Two games out. All right, we'll take a break. Bill and I will be back. We're going to talk to the professor, Ron Wotus, Giants third base coach, right after this.